In a letter to employees, University of Illinois President Robert Easter says competitive compensation is essential to recruit and retain top faculty and staff. And yet, he writes, we must recognize the many uncertainties and challenges before us, namely state funding. Illinois is closing out its fiscal year, still owing U of I $182 million. While public universities got flat funding for this new fiscal year, future state funding's a big unknown, and legislators are still debating what to do about public workers' pensions. In the face of it all, U of I is giving employees raises for the second year in a row. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy says it'll cost about $30 million, which the school can afford, he says, after several years in which workers got none or even saw their pay cut.
We've done a lot of belt tightening, done administrative review and restructuring program where we've been able to identify savings.
Hardy says the raises will average out to 2.75%. They're merit-based, so there's room to give workers more or less. I'm Amanda Vinicky.